So when you came here, there were scars on the people's minds. This was in 1953 you came here. Mm-hmm. But the 1921 race riot still was impacting many of these people who had been survivors.
Right.
You had to deal with that.
Right.
And what were their thoughts and concerns? What was going on at that time?
I think what helped my situation in the early days that I was here as pastor with some of those race riot survivors still alive and anxious to tell their story on the first Sunday in June of each year at the evening worship service to share with the oncoming generation. We would have a special commemoration of it, not for the hate aspect of it, but just to let the younger generation know the struggles that the church had come through. We had folk who lived through the riot would tell their side of the story on what they were doing during that particular time, which was most helpful. We had one member, of course, you probably heard of her, that lived until she was 104 years old and died not too long ago, Ms. Mabel Little, Mabel B. Little. She was a beautician, and she not only lost her home, but she also lost her business. She said what hurt her the most during the riot was the loss of her church. She had three things that would bother her, but she loved to talk about what all that they did during that riot to stay alive, and then how they coped after the riot was over.
Weren't many of them marched to the fairgrounds and kept there?
I think some of them were. I've forgotten half of the stories that I heard. There were some who were marched to the fairground, and some that just hid out and remained in the community even after the riot was over.
Elsewhere in this website, I've interviewed Otis Clark.
Yes.
Who was 19 at the time of the riot.
Right.
And he talks about how bullets were being fired at him and his friend. Virtually this whole area then was burned down.
Correct. Mount Zion was one of the five or six churches that were destroyed. But Mount Zion suffered the most because it was the newest. And she would say the pride of North Tulsa. The members, of course, suffered greatly because of the fact they had a heavy indebtedness on the church when it happened.
$50,000.
$50,000 mortgage on the church when it happened.
Who was the pastor of the church then?
R.A. Whitaker. R.A. Whitaker was the pastor.
So was he able to get the survivors together early on and they met some other place?
For a few days they met in one of the members' houses that were not destroyed. And then they managed to build some kind of tabernacle on the grounds. In the meantime, he was so devastated by the church being destroyed and the members all upset and the important decisions to be made. His health failed him, and he finally resigned. I don't know how long afterward, but he resigned the position as pastor. Several ministers were selected as pastor. Some of them stayed 1 year, 2 years, and that went on until 1937, I believe it was, when they called Reverend J.H. Dotson, my predecessor.
He stayed, obviously.
Yeah, he stayed for 20 years. The present Mount Zion structure was erected under his administration.
When you came to Tulsa, you had never heard of the 1921 race riot.
No, I didn't know one thing about the race.
And so I don't know if it must have been early on that this came to your attention and your congregants were affected by it.
Right, yeah.
How did that affect your ministry? And did you preach about it from the pulpit? And then when you had your commemoration services, you used the Bible, perhaps, or your text to talk about how we live with this?
Well, somehow or another, you find yourself not necessarily preaching about the riot itself, but Mount Zion had a slogan, the church that faith built. And you would find yourself talking more about faith and how faith works, the importance of faith, keeping the faith, and that sort of thing. A strong faith for tough times, all kinds of ways that you could try to encourage the members of the church that he didn't bring us this far to leave us. You know? Mm-hmm. That We had to keep the faith. In recent years, under my administration, they added a little more to the slogan of the church. The church that faith built to stand in the gap to serve mankind. Mm-hmm. That's the way it works out.
Very understandably, the survivors of the 1921 race riot would have anger in their heart toward the whites. Did you have to deal with that?
Oddly enough, I think African-American people are very forgiving people. I feel that way about it. I mean, I never had to counsel anybody, you know, about their anger of what went on. Well, I didn't meet that many of them. Later in my ministry, we got involved with the civil rights movement, but I never had to counsel with too many folk about their feelings in that.